The NASCAR Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs began with a lot of excitement and a familiar Victory Lane attendee at the end of the South Point 400 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. What'll happen in the upcoming races in the playoffs? Find out next on Track Talk. Get ready, because the show fires up right now. The 2018 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs began with excitement this past Sunday, with a familiar winner gracing Victory Lane. Brad Keselowski earned his third straight win of the season in Sunday's South Point 400 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, the West Coast track's first time hosting a playoff event, and it didn't disappoint. A handful of drivers caught up in many different types of incidents throughout the 400-mile race leave the 16-driver field shuffled as the series heads this weekend to Richmond Raceway. Richmond, also the first time it's been in the playoffs. Richmond used to be the cutoff race for the playoffs in previous years. So while it might seem like the night race at Richmond is a good place to just figure out what you have for the remaining rounds, most drivers are probably looking at this weekend at Richmond as get as many points as you can so you don't have to worry about next week at Charlotte, the elimination race. An elimination race in the playoffs is always stressful. But add in that this is a new Charlotte. Racing at Charlotte Motor Speedway, something that the series has been used to in the playoffs for many years, but this is the first time they've used the Roval. Half road course, half the oval being used to make up next Sunday's playoff race. It's the inaugural Roval event, and it's the cutoff race for the first round. Many drivers are going to want to pad their points cushion as much as they can this weekend at Richmond, just in case they do have challenges with the all-new course. Keep in mind there's only been a few testing sessions at the Roval course, and a lot of those saw drivers get off course, crash their cars, and have to go to a backup car. On next week's edition of the Track Talk podcast, we will dive deep specifically into the Roval and the round one elimination race. So as you prepare to get ready for tonight's event at Richmond, think about who your sleepers might be. Jimmy Johnson, Alex Bowman, Kyle Larson, Kevin Harvick, all drivers not at the top like we might expect them to be. Brad Keselowski's now the points leader. He has automatic advancement into the next round. Kyle Busch still up there, but he hasn't won in three races. There's a lot to be sorted out in these next two races. Tonight at Richmond will be the best chance to figure that out, because of the unknown next week at the Charlotte Roval and the fact that it's basically a one-off. Next week at Charlotte on the Roval does not give any of those teams anything to really base the rest of this 2018 playoff run on. Richmond probably could put some notes together for ISM Raceway in Phoenix, the second to last race of the year. But as far as this first round goes, Vegas and Richmond are your two best note-taking racetracks for later in the year. So we'll just have to wait and find out who can come out of Richmond confident so they can sleep better headed into next weekend and the inaugural race at the Roval. All those questions will be answered tonight and through the week. I'll be back with you next week for a preview of the 2018 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoff round of 16 cutoff race, as well as the inaugural race at the Charlotte Motor Speedway Roval. Have a great weekend, everybody, and enjoy the Federated Auto Parts 400 from Richmond Raceway.